episode 1065, The Extraordinary Found in the Ordinary.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going? I pray that you are getting some well-deserved rejuvenation and some restoration of your soul. It is the holiday season, which stresses us out, and today is Reflection Day. It's all about you. It's time just to turn everything inside out and take a moment for yourself. The extraordinary found in the ordinary. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the holidays bring out the creative side in all of us with hopes of magical moments, the extraordinary found in the ordinary. But is that truly revealed in your endeavors? The perfect Christmas tree, the beautiful centerpiece, the twinkle of hundreds of lights that blink wonder, the planned Christmas gift to delight beyond expectations. Every year, I wish Christmas would hang out and hang around all year long. And it's not about the decorations or the lights, even though they're beautiful, the presents or even the celebrations. It's a little bit of hope I see in people's eyes that sparkle brighter than the regular day-to-day grind eyes. Yeah, those, I'm tired, I'm angry, I'm bitter at the world. The eyes that are overwhelmed with financial commitments, career pressures, and family responsibilities and obligations. As I went outside late last night, the stars seemed to shine so much brighter. The sky was as clear as the night before, so what was different? It was simply the extraordinary found in the ordinary. How are you looking at your sky? Do you see only what's in front of you? Or do you search with vigor for the surprise of the unknown? You know, one cold night thousands of years ago, there were shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night. It was an ordinary night. Shepherds protecting their sheep. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Just an ordinary night, with a few sheep under the stars. Yet it was that night that Jesus was born. The extraordinary found in the ordinary. How are you living your days? Are you waiting for the magic to be created? The excuse of, well, if I put this up, maybe something will happen. Lights make it seem all better. The glitter and the glamour makes it all brighter. Or are you looking for the extraordinary found in your ordinary? If ordinary is good enough for the Son of God to be born on earth, then you too can have extraordinary in your ordinary day. You don't need to create extraordinary for God to show up in your life. Unfortunately, most of us are doing that. We're waiting for something magical. We're waiting for that Christmas wish to come true. We're waiting for the perfect time, the perfect gift. But you need to be looking. You have to be looking for what you want. Because you can't find what you're not looking for. So if you want that extraordinary, I promise you, you'll find it in the ordinary, but you have to open up your eyes. And so look back today on your heart. How have you been leading your life? Are you taking it for granted, expecting that every single day you wake up, you will get to wake up, you get to have a job, you get to have a beautiful roof over your head? You get happy children around you. You get to have a happy marriage. Is that something that's just automatic? Yeah, guilty is charged. I wake up sometimes and I just get into motion. But it's a blessing that I have all the little things in my ordinary life that make it extraordinary. But we take it all for granted because we're looking for the fireworks. We're looking for the thing that makes our heart melt and our knees shake. But we forget that that can be found in our ordinary. So what about you? Are you guilty as charged? It's not fun, I know. But it's a good reminder, a good refresher for our heart that keeps us pumping and going the right direction. We need these reminders. I do. That's why I think it's so exciting around the holidays, especially Christmas and Easter. When you watch children and you see everything through the eyes of a child, their amazement, their wonder, their awe. And sometimes they just stand there and they're speechless. You see, they're seeing the extraordinary found in the ordinary. Who would have thought? So it is Reflection Day. And so today, I want you to ask God to give you eyes to see the extraordinary found in the ordinary. Open your heart to the unexpected, and may your beauty shine bright in your ordinary. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." May your ordinary day be filled with extraordinary blessings, and may God bless you beyond anything you can ever imagine. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.